pretty cleverly being done by his agents in the Senate, and we sure don't want that to happen.
That was to protect you, that we called to your attention. You had set up the meeting with the secretaries. We went down there. And the purpose of doing it ourselves, we discussed this very thoroughly in the committee, and Dick Russell and all the others thought that it would help you to do it the way we did. You knew nothing about it, therefore you're free to act any way you can, you want, and as far as the resolution is concerned, it gives you flexibility, it takes away no authority, it reinforces the resolution of 1951. So there's no conniving. This was discussed pretty fully. You know the men who make up the policy committee, you served practically all of them, and they had your interests at heart, or at least so they thought, and so I think.
Well, but you know that that is not our view about the way it ought to be handled. We do have a difference of opinion on that.
Well, we met with McGee, we met with the secretaries. They didn't convince us, we didn't convince them. But at least we went through seven meetings altogether before unanimous action was taken by the committee. And I want to assure you, Mr. President, that as far as every member of the committee was concerned, it was not to place you in a bad or a poor position. We thought the way we worked it would be in the best position that you could have. Symington, Hill, Russell, Pastore, Long, Smathers, Muskie, Inouye, and all the others felt the same way.
But, I want to be sure that I'm clear with you. You understand that I think that this will not be helpful, and that if I had a choice in the matter, as I tried to express it through Rusk and McNamara, I would not have this happen, because I don't think we can have but really one president in a matter of this kind.
That's right, and the one president is still in office, and he still has all the authority inherent in that office, even if this resolution was passed.
That's right, but shouldn't we make it clear that this is not a presidential action and one that does not have his approval, and as a matter of fact, he doesn't agree with?
I will be glad to.
Okay, much glad.
Okay.
Waiting.